What's going on over here?
Hey, we're here to share the God of the Bible.
Yeah, I see that. Worldly worship makes a holy God sick. Romans 12:2. I love that verse. Revelation 3:16.
Yes.
Wake up, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming. Are you ready? Flee fornication. Yeah, I use these all the time, Hollywood.
Yeah, fornication. One of the most common biblical usage of the word fornication is when people who are supposed to be the people of God are chasing after pagan idols.
Yeah, spiritual fornication.
Right, spiritual fornication.
I used to be both a spiritual fornicator and a physical fornicator, so I know it well before I repented.
Right, right.
Repentance sought Christ. Hey, I have a quick question for you guys.
Yeah.
Have you done this here before?
This is the first time Winter Jam's been here, but we've done Winter Jam before.
No, but have you done this place before?
Not Yingling.
Because I understand, just to give you a forewarning,
uh-huh.
I understand this is supposed to be all their property, is what they told me. They may or may not throw you off, so
okay.
I'm just giving you a forewarning.
That's what these
police officers told me. They said technically they own this building, not the state campus. That's why, and then I said even the sidewalks, and they said, yeah, they have what's called like a usury time. So when they have a conference, they shut off free speech for their usury time. So I don't know. Just be prepared.
Okay.
Obviously you're probably peaceable men.
The cops
will probably tell us all to, I'm a street preacher too.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah, the cops will probably tell us all to roll off, but he said they won't run us off. The people out there have to come out and run us off.
Yeah, out there?
No, the managers have to come out.
Okay.
I'll just tell you how I do it. I don't know how you guys do it. Whenever somebody comes out who isn't wearing a badge and doesn't have authority, tells me I don't have free speech rights, I say, okay, I'm peaceable. Tell you what, call a law officer.
Right.
When the law officer comes, he will confirm where my free speech is, and I will obey the law officer. I can't just obey some guy in a sport coat.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if our spot is actually across that area right over there.
I said, where's the closest free speech sidewalk? And he said, they own all this. That last year, this switched from university ownership to this ownership. But anyway, let's get back to more important stuff.
Yeah.
What's the gospel to eternal life? I'm going to test you. How does a man find eternal life? I'm in a gutter, and you're witnessing to me. How do I find eternal life?
If you believe in your heart that Christ is risen from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But how do you get saved? What do you have to believe? First off, the historical facts of the gospel are found in 1 Corinthians 15. Also the reason for the gospel, John chapter 3, you must be born again.
Okay.
You see, repent of your sins,
What does repent mean?
Change of mind.
So
quite simply.
Do I have to change any of my ways?
God changes your way. God.
Oh.
You see,
because your sign says no fornication, so I'm assuming if I'm a fornicator, if I repent, I don't just change my mind, I stop having fornication with other people, right?
Well, here's
change your mind, change your ways.
So first off, whenever you're born again, you still have, a sin nature. It's a dual nature because you have.
Are you guys Calvinistic?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
No.
All right, I'm testing you.
No, but the thing is,
so we're not depraved; we can choose.
Yes, but when you're born again. Ezekiel 28 says God gives you a new heart.
Okay.
And Colossians says the mystery of the ages is Christ, the new hope of glory.
Yeah.
God will chasten, those fleshly tendencies.
Yeah.
He'll punish us if we do wrong and provoke us to do right.
Right.
And if we don't yield to him, we might even commit a sin unto death.
So right. This will help me real quick. You guys belong to a church.
Yes, sir.
Okay, can I ask you which one? That always helps me define.
I belong to Landmark Baptist Church.
Okay, Baptist Church. You?
Yeah, I'm a Baptist as well.
Baptist,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you're not Calvinistic Baptist.
Oh, no,
okay.
Sir.
So,
no, Calvinists wanted to kill us.
Yeah, so you're on your way to the gospel. What I'll be proclaiming to people, and here, I'll give you one of my gospel cards.
Okay.
You guys have something you hand out?
We just came to preach.
You don't handle gospel cards or nothing?
Oh, we do. Usually.
We do.
I'd like to have one. I gave you one.
Oh, do you have one on you?
Oh, I can get one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd like a gospel card.
Sure,
let's see what we hand out. But real quick, by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, the only way by which we must come, and I heard you say it, the Bible says that we must place a saving faith and we must repent. That was Jesus' first ministry words, repent lest you perish. So by faith in Christ and through repentance, that's when God sees a willing vessel ready to obey and leave their sin, and God gives you the Holy Spirit.
Right.
You can be born from above. The fruit that you're born from above is not church attendance. It's not keeping pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, which are pagan holidays that the Catholics ordain. the fruit that you're born of God is holiness and obedience to his word and ways. And then the Bible says, you guys said you're not Calvinistic, you must agree that you have to endure to the end. I can turn away, I can fall away. Or you believe once saved, always saved. That would be Calvinistic.
No. Because you know what? Can I get this answer?
Do I have to endure?
In your walk, if you want to be right with God,
endure till the end. That's a quote talking about people during the tribulation.
No, not
but,
true.
We're not going to be here.
Okay, hold on. Wait, hold on. I'm going to challenge that.
Okay.
That's in Matthew 24. Jesus endured to the end. It's also in Matthew 10.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. That's also not about the tribulation.
Also, there's. You have to understand
that's not about the tribulation. And
10,
Paul even says, wait, you even said in 1 Corinthians 15, the famous gospel chapter, mm-hmm. Paul says, you have the hope of the gospel if you hold fast to what you believe. And he also says in Colossians, if you hold fast,
lest
you believed in vain.
What's your name, sir?
My name's Tupos.
Tupos? That's me. I'm Justin. This is Nathan.
Yeah. Okay.
Tupos, but you asked a question. Do we have to endure to the end?
To be saved.
To go to heaven? No.
You don't. That's
a
lie.
But to have
that's a lie.
Eternal rewards reign with Christ in the earth? Yes,
no,
we do.
No, that's a lie.
No,
because
it's not.
Jesus said if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. Paul says many times that you must continue in the faith. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Yeah.
He said, branches spring forth from his vine, branches spring forth from him, the vine. If they don't produce fruit, they're withered and cut off.
The
Bible is full of endurance.
We're in a
blood covenant. Either you guys married? Mm-hmm. Do you have to endure in your marriage covenant, or is it a guarantee no matter what? You got to endure, don't you? Yeah, I know. You look confused. You got to endure in your marriage covenant. You got to endure in a salvation covenant. The Bible says clearly, we're not in a blood covenant.
It's a gift.
We're not in a blood covenant. Jesus said, wait.
Come on,
Jesus said, strive to enter through the straight way. Do you know what the word strive means? It means fight.
Yeah,
if you just believe and you're going to coast in, why are you fighting?
It's hard to believe.
So
you got to continue believing. Paul says, continue in
the
faith
of Christ.
Hebrews 10:26 even says, if we willfully sin, there's no sacrifice left for our sin.
That's dealing with a different sin, though.
It's dealing with the sin of apostasy, not believing.
That means you can fall away into apostasy and sin?
I can.
Anyone can. You're puffed up if you think you can't fall away in sin.
I can fall away. I know that.
No, I can't fall away in unbelief.
You just said you can't fall away. Now you're saying you can't fall away.
I said I can.
You guys are confusing me.
I cannot.
Let me tell you in love. You are Calvinistic and you need to repent.
They don't believe
you're
going to
lose your souls. And let me tell you another thing real quick. The Baptist faith, I can tell you're not discerning. You know why? The Baptist faith comes along in the 1600s, long after Jesus established his body.
No.
The Baptist faith practices Christmas and Easter that God never ordained. The Roman Catholics handed down to you. I'm not listening to false teachers. You need to repent. You're going to lose your souls. Yeah, you do. You hear that? They're not Calvinistic. I said, you better repent, you're going to lose your souls. He just said, we can't lose our souls. Then he said, Hebrews 10 is about falling into apostasy, confusion, which is not, my God is not the author of confusion. So we have the rare street preachers out here that, of course, are unbiblical. They're with the Baptist faith. One guy's so fat, let me just call it the way it is. One guy's so fat, he waddled up here. I took a picture of him. He's sitting in a chair, but he's ready to call out young people's fornication and worldly worship. How does that work? You can be a fat glutton and a fat Calvinistic glutton and a fat man-made religious glutton and a fat pagan holiday glutton and a fat once saved, always saved glutton, but he's going to call out young people for their corrupt worship. You see why God hates hypocrisy. Hypocrisy will not stand before a holy God. That was a good audio to start out the day. We don't know if we're going to be able to stay here long. I think their security might throw us off pretty quick. The police are here, but if the manager calls us and tells us to leave, we will have to vacate and dust our feet off. So we shall see how this goes. Glory to God, the truth went out.